Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 26th of June. The Spirit is here,
inviting us to worship.
The Spirit is here,
in each of our lives.
The Spirit is here,
in our gathered community.
The Spirit is here,
guiding us together in love, peace, and patience.
Speak to us, Spirit of wisdom and truth, as we worship this day. Bind us together into a community of love and peace. Live and move in our lives that we may grow in your Spirit. Deepen our faithfulness and display the love, peace, patience, kindness, and generosity you have planted in our souls. Today's first reading is Psalm 77. Psalm 77 is a psalm of lament, which addresses the issue of unanswered prayer. The intensity of the psalmist's feelings is expressed in the opening verse, which is repeated. I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. The author tells us that he has prayed tirelessly, day and night, without comfort. Today we will not read the entire psalm, but in the verses we omit, the thought of God seems to have become a source of weakness rather than strength. The psalmist cannot sleep, and having run out of words, the cry of the first verse becomes the anguish of a list of questions that strike at the very heart of faith. Will the Lord reject forever? Will he never show his favour again? Has his unfailing love vanished forever? Has his promise failed for all time? Has God forgotten to be merciful? Has he in anger withheld his compassion? Whatever trouble the psalmist is facing causes him to doubt God's character. Psalm 77 articulates a crisis of faith. Then things change. Then I thought, to this I will appeal. The years when the Most High stretched out his right hand, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. This change of mood or heart in the psalm, from seemingly hopeless despair, represents a shift from I to thou, and the realization that God's way is not always clearly comprehensible in terms of human ways. In other words, the psalmist learns that God has God's own plans, and often the faithful must endure the anguish of waiting. To remember that God is the God who works wonders takes the author's mind off the hopelessness of self. What changes in this psalm is the psalmist himself or herself. The psalmist recognizes that he is not an isolated self, but part of God's people who proclaim with faith and hope that God still works wonders. In every age, the people of God are called to proclaim and embody the reign of God. In circumstances that may raise doubts and lead us to question our faith, Psalm 77 reminds us that we live inevitably and simultaneously as people of memory and people of hope. Listen to the reading from Psalm 77, verses 1 and 2 and 11 to 20.
I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out my untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will consider all your works and meditate on all your mighty deeds. Your ways, God, are holy. What God is as great as our God? You are the God who performs miracles. You display your power among the peoples. With your mighty arm, you redeemed your people, the descendants of Jacob and Joseph. The waters saw you, God. The waters saw you and writhed. The very depths were convulsed. The clouds poured down water. The heavens resounded with thunder. Your arrows flashed back and forth. Your thunder was heard in the whirlwind. Your lightning lit up the world. The earth trembled and quaked. Your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
Let us pray. Gracious God, giver of every good gift, we long to know true freedom in Christ and to taste the fruit of your Spirit. But we remain slaves to our baser instincts and are prisoners of our petty quarrels. We desire to love our neighbour as ourselves and to know perfect forgiveness in that love, but we cling to old wounds and hold on to old injuries. Help us claim our godly inheritance, that our lives may bear the fruit of your Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, through Christ our Lord. Let us join in the words of the prayer Jesus taught his disciples as we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Christ came to set us free, that we might have life and have it abundantly. Live in the Spirit, and the Spirit will guide you in truth and grace. Rejoice in the assurance of God's faithful love. Second Bible reading is Galatians chapter 5, verse 1 and verses 13 to 25.
It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh, rather, serve one another humbly in love, for the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbour as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh, For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They're in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other.
The last time I preached a sermon on this passage from Galatians 5, it was just after the referendum in the UK, which resulted in the UK leaving the European Union. People had a range of reasons for voting in the way that they did, and one of the arguments articulated to support leaving the EU was to get rid of all the red tape, the rules and regulations, and to be free. At the time I made the comment, no doubt we will discover more about what this freedom means through time. 6 years later, we're still discovering the implications of Brexit, and at this present time, I don't need to remind you that many issues are not yet resolved. Freedom can be complicated and complex. Robert William Service was a British-Canadian poet and writer who lived between 1874 and 1958. His poems were humorous tales, like one called The Shooting of Dan McGrew or The Cremation of Sam McGee. He wrote a poem called Freedom's Fool. It's a bit irreverent for the pulpit, but it makes the point well. To hell with government, I say. I'm sick of all the piddling pack. I'd like to scram, get clean away, and never, never more come back. With heart of hope, I long to go to some lost island of the sea, and there get drunk with joy to know no one on earth is over me. There will be none to say me nay, so from my lexicon I can obliterate the word obey, and mock the meddling laws of man. The laws of nature and of God are good enough for guys like me, who scorn to kiss the scarlet rod of office and authority. No stars and stripes, no Union Jack, no tricolour nor crimson rack shall claim my love. I'll turn my back on every land, on every flag. My banner shall be stainless white, an emblem of the golden rule. Yet for its freedom I will fight and die like any other fool. O government's a bitter pill, no force or fear shall forge my fate. I'll bow to no communal will, for I myself shall be the state, uncursed by man-curb and control. My isle shall be imparadised, and I will repossess my soul. Mad anarchist, well, wasn't Christ? For some people, because of their history and circumstances, the concept of freedom is a strong part of their cultural heritage. I recall being challenged during a discussion group on violence and terrorism at an international church conference by a priest from the Orthodox tradition who came from a country where the Christian people felt they were living under an oppressive dictatorship. Immediately after my contribution to the discussion, and while looking at me, he felt it was important to remind the group of the cliché, one man's terrorist is another's freedom fighter. That line appears in the James Bond film, die another day. But I'm sure it doesn't originate with the author Ian Fleming. Actually, I don't know if the saying is in the book in which the film is based. For many people, the word freedom carries weight. It's a word of yearning, inspiration, hope, frustration and celebration. People who have experienced oppression often have a relationship with the idea of freedom, looking back to its absence, forward to its appearance, or discerning what is required to live as freed people. Of course, we all realise that there's an intimate connection between being freed from and freed to something. In our reading today from Galatians, the Apostle Paul describes both. In life, we are bound to all kinds of demands, the demands of our bodies, our emotions, our imaginations, and the demands of external necessities. In life, we tend to get preoccupied with our day-to-day dramas. Sometimes it's hard not to snap at others, even those we love dearly. Sometimes we are justifiably angry about injustice or harm to others or ourselves. And then there are the human addictions, compulsions and obsessions, internal struggles, seemingly without solution, as we fight them over and over and over again. Yet Paul tells us we can be free from anything or anyone that keeps us in a state of unrest and distraction, from guilt, shame and anxiety. Yes, free. We can be free to be people who bear the fruit of Christ's Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Most people I know are attempting to embody this spiritual fruit, yet life reminds us that we have far to go. So Paul challenges us to make being free in Christ our daily goal. This is the freedom that allows us to be fully and completely all that God has created us to be, that allows us to do what God put us on this planet to do. In Christ, free from distraction, we can experience a shift in consciousness to focus on the way we desire to be, reflections of the presence, the power, and the love of God. Paul tells us that there's no greater joy than to be free in Christ. In this freedom, serving God may sometimes bring challenge, but it always brings a sense that we have been aligned with God in Christ Jesus, creating deep peace and anticipation of God's transformative work in the world through our earnest and imperfect efforts.
Oh, Master.
Let us pray. We thank you, loving Creator, for being present with us in this theatre of creation.
For this exquisite world and for its ancient landscape. For this part of it in which we play and act out our lives. For its distinctive trees and flowers. For its hills and valleys and rivers. For the story of human habitation and people who live here today.
We thank you, loving Saviour, for wearing our humanity and offering us a share in your beautiful divinity.
For being nursed by a mother and enjoying playtimes with other children. For partaking of our baptism and enduring the many faces of temptation. For including and healing all kinds of people without regard to status or race. For daring to maintain integrity, even though it cost you an agonizing death. For standing beyond death, calling us to follow you into the unlimited future.
We thank you, loving Counselor, for being the spirit friend who inspires us to attempt brave and loving things.
For enabling us to be reborn into a family whose head is the living God. For leading us on into the full truth of Christ Jesus and nurturing our faith. For breathing the mercy of Christ into our soul so that we too become merciful. For including us within the community of the Church and giving us gifts for service. For giving us delight in life and profound comfort in the hour of grief and death.
Therefore, with angels and archangels, we worship you. As we pray for the needy, we remember that God is always with them ahead of our prayers.
For people who are afraid of dying and those who are afraid of living.
For sufferers who wait to be admitted to hospital and those who long to be discharged.
For the lonely who need friends and the busy who feel constricted by too many.
For children who are confident and carefree, and those who are timid and anxious.
For those who care deeply about others, and those who think only of themselves.
For the wrong to show mercy and forgiveness, and those who plot fierce revenge.
For seekers who want to find faith, and the proud who wish to avoid it.
For the churches where we feel at home, and others that seem strange or off-putting.
For our special friends, and those who sometimes rub us the wrong way.
And for ourselves, loving God, we do not ask for special favours, but that you will help us delight in and share generously the favours you have already given. In gratitude and trust, we commit ourselves and all that we have into your hands, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, I have promised to serve you to the end. Be now and ever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if you are by my side. No wander from the pathway if you will be my guide.
Grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.